Welcome to Drinks and Disney Podcast, where I, Stina, sit down with a friend and have an in-depth discussion about a specific Disney movie while we enjoy 2, 3, 4, 5 themed drinks. Part of the fun is the Instagram, at Drinks and Disney, so be sure to follow us there. Also, please rate us on iTunes and leave a fun review if you can. Enjoy!
Welcome to Drinks and Disney, Shots and Shorts edition.
That's right.
Giving me
so many shots.
You've had how many shots?
3, technically, already.
Oh, yeah. How many have I had? 2?
Well, I refilled one of your shots at one point, so it's like 3.5?
I've had 3.5?
Yeah, because they made you drink. Oh, no.
No.
I had to drink my first shot.
Exactly.
You're right. I've had oh, my God. I'm ahead
You've
of you in the shot game.
You've had more shots than me, which is unprecedented.
Which is probably more alcohol than I had in the entire year of 2020.
Yes. Well, that's not true. Big Bear.
Oh, God. Christina's birthdays are always a shit show.
Yeah. Steven always, like, just throws everything to the wind.
Yep.
And then becomes 8 sheets to the wind.
Yeah. And then they have to check on me the next morning to make sure I did not die.
Yes. I also got, like, sick that night, too.
Yeah.
Well, we were sipping vodka in the hot tub.
And I smoked an entire blunt.
It wasn't even vodka. It was tequila. What am I saying?
It was me. It was tequila.
Yeah,
I had half a bottle of tequila. I made Sean go down to the one liquor store we could find down the street from the cabin.
I was like,
get me tequila.
And we were sitting in the hot tub. Drunk. And I was like, I don't feel well.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. It's fine. Whatever. We had a great time.
It was a great time.
Yeah. You did not die. I did not throw up.
You did not throw up.
Which is great.
I did almost get a concussion the next night, but that's a story for another.
And sure. I had an anxiety attack. But that's another story.
That's a different podcast. Yeah, exactly. This episode brought to you by BetterHelp. Just kidding.
Just kidding. Not affiliated. But if you want.
But you know what? If you need help, reach out.
Go see people. Go see people.
Go see people. In a pandemic, go see people. No, but there's always someone there for you.
Neater. Well, he is a licensed hypnotherapist now.
That so is if true. Anyone he is going to help me quit smoking cigarettes.
There you go. And if anyone needs a hypnotherapist, he does sessions over Zoom. So check out masterhypnotist.com.
But definitely.
And don't worry, I will be asking him for money for the sponsorship.
Yep.
That's what true love's all about. All right.
Back to why we're here.
So, we have Steven.
Hello.
Everyone remembers you.
Hi, everybody.
From Hercules and Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Wait, was there a third one?
Yeah, Brave.
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 Brave with Ashley. Brave. Yes.
I feel like I always take the underdogs. Like, Nightmare Before Christmas isn't an underdog, obviously, but, like, I just share the spotlight with those assholes.
I know you were, you were, like,
And by those assholes, I mean you and Sarah.
And Swan Princess.
Oh, Swan Princess, yes.
Which was so
drinks
fun.
Well, that was our only drinks and not
Disney. Yeah, together. That was so fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I loved that one because we just drank wine. It was so simple.
And watched a movie we've loved for you.
Exactly. This is Shorts and Shots. This is my second Shorts and Shots. So it's a little bit of a different format. It's supposed to be shorter because I was like, I need to have shorter episodes.
You know, when you've been in a long-term relationship for a while,
exactly,
you gotta switch positions every
exactly
once in a minute.
Switch it up, make it spicy. So here we are being spicy. And today we're going to be watching the Pixar short Llama, which we saw for the first time together.
Yeah,
question mark. And
yeah, in San Francisco.
It's in front of Inside Out.
Mm-hmm.
In San Francisco, yes, and you cried.
Oh, for sure, I cried.
Yeah.
There have been many moments in our friendship where you have been present for moments that I've been touched. Both literally and figuratively.
It's true.
And no, it was like, just, I looked at you and you're my safe place to cry, even though you're like, why are you looking at me?
Yeah, he looked at me and was like swimming tears, and I was like, But then cut to, like, an hour later when mm-hmm. Bing Bong is doing his thing in Inside Out. And we were both like, blah, you know. Very Hawaiian. Steven mm-hmm. is sporting a tiki room Disneyland yes. themed button-up.
It is the one thing about being married to a annual pass holder.
Yes.
With a tendency to get drunk at Disneyland and buy things, is he has a lot of swag yes. from Disneyland. So I got to put on his shirt and wear it around like a cape. But yeah, no, it's super cute. Mm-hmm. He also he has a Haunted Mansion one, which yes. I was debating. Obviously not the theme, but yeah. really, really cool because it's the same, like, Hawaiian pattern, mm-hmm. which is always... I always find Hawaiian shirts very cheesy.
Yeah.
So it's really hard for me to, like... I think I tried to wear them ironically, like, in my late teens to, get that, like, grunge hipster... Do you remember, like, when yeah. I wore, like, a pattern, like, short sleeve?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That was kind of... But I just never could get into them. And most of the time it's because it reminds me of my dad when I wear them.
You know what it also reminds me of? Xander from Buffy.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think in high school you were very a Xander
oh, yeah.
style.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I'm Xander if Joss Whedon had decided to make him gay instead yeah. of Willow.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Joss. Oh, Joss. Oh, Nicholas Brendon.
We don't need to get into those things.
We're, you know what, happier. We're on island time, people.
Exactly.
We're on island time.
Forget Sunnydale. We're tropical.
So, have you actually ever been to Hawaii?
No. No. Okay. I know you have very many
How
times.
How many times do you think I've been?
Oh my gosh.
She is so popular right now.
It's my sister.
I turned my phone on silent. I'm a very...
I have to be honest with you, I don't know how to turn my phone on silent.
I'm going to show you.
Okay.
This is the first time in her entire lifetime of having a phone that she's had an iPhone. See this little knob right here?
Yeah.
Boop. No, it's on silent.
Wait, what?
It's just a flip of the switch. It's like flipping a light on and off.
Interesting. Siri, I'm not asking for you.
No one's ever asking for Siri.
I'm not sure I understand.
Why is your Siri a British woman?
Because I changed her.
Oh.
Okay. Well, now my phone's on silent.
Yay!
Yeah, I literally did not know. I went to a movie in Reno, and I was like,
I don't know how to.
Yeah, I was like, please don't let this go off. I don't know how to turn it. I don't know how to make it silent.
I don't know how to make it silent, and I don't know how to turn my phone off.
Yeah, exactly. It's just don't have the knowledge. I've never been to Hawaii.
I have been 9 times. Yes. My dad was very good at making, like, he was the middle class dude who, like, work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, but always made sure he, like, put miles on his card. Mm. So, like, I think the only time he ever really had to pay for tickets is when he took me and my sister.
That's awesome.
And so, like, we would get, like, a condo and then just live there for a week. And, like, it was very cool because my dad always made sure that we did things that were, like, part of the culture in Hawaii, which at 12 I didn't appreciate, but, like, 10 years later when I went, I was like, oh, my God, I love this. I love this. Which, if you don't know a lot about Hawaiian history, I'm not going to get on here and rag on you, but it's another example of why white people are awful.
Yeah.
Go on Wikipedia. It's as simple as that. Read about Hawaii. Read about how, once again, we found a land and made it ours.
Haha.
And the kind of life it's left for the people who are living in Hawaii today.
Yeah. Do you remember that teacher from Clayton Middle School who was, like, a Hawaiian princess? Was that in middle... Is that at middle school?
I don't remember.
It was either grade school or it was middle school. Anyway, I had a teacher who was, like, a direct descendant of the last queen of Hawaii.
Oh my
and
God.
She, like, literally, she, like, was always, like, yeah, I, like, would have been a princess. If... You know, colonialism didn't
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah.
It's really, really bad. But yeah, it's also a very beautiful place, rich in culture. It has got a lot of things that... There was a reason people, like, flocked to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Besides,
I want to go so bad.
You know what? I would... Not to mention they've been one of the safest places in a remote
right.
island in the middle
yeah.
of the ocean during a pandemic. I would be totally down.
I know.
We should do a friend trip to
Hawaii. It's definitely, like, on the list. And me and Nader have talked about it too, going.
It's beautiful. And I feel like, you know, since we basically only give them tourism to survive off of, we should go and be tourists and spend our money and make
Steven,
sure.
Steven, I technically have been in Hawaii because I was conceived there.
What?
Yeah!
On your parents' honeymoon?
Yes!
They honeymooned in Hawaii?
They honeymooned in Hawaii.
And there came Christina?
Yeah!
Not like 2 weeks before and that's just the story.
Exactly.
That's just the story.
So I was made there.
Made in Hawaii. And yet you are the fairest of them all.
Yeah. Well, that's
the fairest
fine.
Of them all. Also, every island in Hawaii has a different feel to it, which is really, really cool. Like, I know, like, you can go into states where that's also true, but specifically, like, a different vibe for every island. If you want a huge, like, city with different, like, Asian American culture, Japanese, like, a smorgasbord.
Yeah.
Honolulu and those big cities are, like, your jam. If you want a little bit more laid back, but still kind of touristy, like, Maui's great. A lot of history there. It's close to, I think it's Lanai. Mm. I'm going to mispronounce Hawaiian words, and I am so sorry. I think that was the leper colony. Like, it was a leper colony.
Oh, wow.
Now it also has home to, like, one of the most expensive hotels. It's, like, $17,000 a night. Ooh. Which Lanai is also, like, the word for, like, patio.
Oh, that's funny. You never stayed at the Disney resort.
No. So in Maui, we would stay in Kihei, which is legitimately right next to, like, the Grand Wailea and the Disney. And, like, so we were next to it, and, like, we could see the beaches and stuff.
And you were like,
but,
like,
but it, you know what I mean?
It's fun.
Like, I think my dad did it right, because you would go and you would just, you go to disconnect. It's not like going to New York. You go see Broadway shows.
Totally,
you do this, you do that, you do this,
go to
you
be
that.
Lazy.
You go, and when they say, like, island time, like, everyone's extremely polite.
Yeah.
Everyone's, even the tourists, like, it's you think, like, being hateful and being angry is infectious. Like, try being in a place where everyone's just happy.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's just, like, chill. And it is so, like.
I've heard that, too. Yeah. And our friend Olivia, who did Winnie the Pooh, she lived in Hawaii for a few years.
I didn't know Olivia
yeah.
lived in Hawaii.
And she was doing stand-up there and stuff, like, before, I think it was, like, after college. Okay, cool. So, we're gonna go watch Lava for the 8,000th
time. 8,000th time. Not that I didn't listen to it, like, 20 times in the shower.
Right. And then we're gonna come back and do some shots.
Shot, 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 shot,
shot. All right. Oh, Steven's crying again. Okay, so before we talk about the shore, we're going to try each other's shots.
Spoiler, they're both blue.
They're both very blue. Okay.
You
go
first.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait.
Ladies or queens first?
Oh. I'll go first. Okay. Tell
so
me about your shot.
My shot is Malibu coconut rum.
Mm.
It is, I say it wrong, but it's that blue kakadakadu.
Curacao.
Curacao.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little lemon juice.
And
then you are supposed to be able to set it on fire, but for some reason, the pandemic caused a raging pandemic of alcoholism. So BevMo was out of everything I wanted.
Well, we did set it on fire.
We did set it on
we
fire.
We have, there'll be a boomerang of it on fire. But it goes out very quickly.
Yes,
but it's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
And what is it called?
It is called the Blue Caribbean.
Ooh. Okay, and I will, we should do it at the same time, actually.
Yes.
So I'll tell you about mine.
Tell me about your shot.
Mine is called the Blue Hawaiian.
Ah.
And it's coconut milk, it's blue curacao, it's white rum. And guava juice?
Because it's originally pineapple juice, right?
Right, but okay. I'm allergic, so I was like, guava it is.
How much was the guava?
Exactly. Ha ha ha! If you know, you know. So, it's very creamy. Oh, and then there's coconut flakes around the rim.
Since they won't stick to the rim, though, I just went ahead and threw a glob
on
top.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, it's very creamy. It looks like the blue milk from Rise
yes.
of, wait, not Rise of the Resistance.
Return or Last Jedi?
No, but
no.
what's the land called?
Oh, Force Awakens land.
Star Wars land.
Star Wars land.
Shit.
Whatever. It looks like the blue milk from Star Wars.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Okay, let's do this.
Ladies first.
No, we do it at the same time.
Okay. Oh, just kidding.
Okay, clink.
Okay, clink. On to drink.
Mmm.
Delicious.
Mmm. Yours is very, like, light. I'm surprised.
Right? Well, I did add a lot of the blue stuff. But yeah. I did add a lot of Malibu rum as well. That was half the
this
shaker.
This is a sneaky one.
That's a sneaky
one. Like, drink. I don't even taste alcohol in that.
Yours has a nice crunch to it.
Well.
From the coconut. It's a lot. It's like our drinks were intended for the same flavor palette.
Yeah.
Mine's just stronger on the coconut, and yours is way stronger on the rum. Yours tastes way stronger than mine.
And mine's creamy.
And creamy.
And yours is more fruity based. Yeah.
Like, mine isn't a milk base.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it.
Yeah, and there was so much I made our cocktail. Mm-hmm. So
now I have a cocktail of it.
Oh, man. Okay, so our shots were delightful.
Delightful. Make them yourself. Boop. And watch
Lava.
Do like
we do, and just go on Google to find out how to make.
Yeah.
That's what we did
They're
an hour before.
They're both tipsy bartender, BTW.
Yeah, tipsy bartender. Always good for a good time.
He's carrying my podcast, honestly.
Yep. None of her wit, none of her knowledge, none of her guests. It's booze.
It's booze.
It's the tipsy bartender.
Been the booze. All right. So.
Lava.
We watched Lava, which was so cute, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Lava was directed by James Ford Murphy.
All-star heavy hitter of Disney.
Yes. He also wrote it. Produced by Andrea Warren. Mm-hmm. So there's a lady producer. Snaps for her. Starring Kuana Torres, Kahali, apologies for pronunciations, and...
not even his full Hawaiian name.
Oh, yeah, it's, like, super long.
Yeah,
right?
It's super long.
And then Napua Grieg, plays the female Lava.
Which, both volcano. Hawaiian natives, so...
Yes.
Very cool. She was born on Maui, and then I think he was born in Hilo.
Oh, cool.
Which is on the Big Island. It's the beautiful part of the Big Island with, like, rainforests. And I think there's a really pretty, like, Japanese tea garden that you can go to. Yeah.
This is basically, like, a tourist, like, a...
Yeah.
An advertisement for traveling to Hawaii.
My parents would always, before we went to Hawaii, we'd get, like, the traveler's guide. And so we'd do, like, all the things.
Mm.
All of the things.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
It was released at the Hiroshima International Animation Festival on June 14th, 2014, and then played before the Pixar feature film Inside Out, which was released June 19th, 2015.
Seen in San Francisco by Stina and Steven at the Metreon.
Ha
ha!
It has a running time of 7 minutes. Super short, but so beautiful!
The animation, like, I love watching water in, like, Pixar-style animation and how far it's come.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And water is the most expensive thing to animate.
Oh, is it?
It is, yeah.
I can imagine why. Like, water and then fire.
In Mira, they're like, could we do less water? Like, if we have anything to do with water.
Oh, my gosh. Which is funny, because I have a Snapchat filter that makes me look like I'm above the water all the time. It looks great.
It looks great. And it's free. Why don't they use that?
I always pretend like I'm diving off the couch into a lake in my living room.
Why don't you give me a quick synopsis of what the short is about?
Okay, so we have... It's always really hard for me when I see these now, but you have a lonely singular entity.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the theme is love, so you see lots of pairings.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's very Noah's Ark. There's two of everyone. There's the whales. They're, again, beautifully done. So you have this very lonely volcano.
Yes.
Who, I don't know, like, what the standard of beauty for volcanoes is, but I imagine he's, like, a 6.
Yeah.
He's, like, a 6 in the volcano scale.
He's volcano,
very lonely.
Yeah.
And then all of these rude couples are throwing it in his face, like, every day for millions of years.
Been there.
Like, technically, this movie goes on for millions of years.
It does, yes.
Because volcanoes take millions of years to form.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how volcanoes are formed, they are eruptions of magma from the Earth's core in vents from the ocean floor. So they're literally building and building and building and building. So, you know, it's... he goes through, I have a dream, I hope it will. Like, he's longing for love. He's like a lot of us longing for love, especially when these rude people are throwing it in his face for millions of years.
Mm-hmm.
What he doesn't know is that in the sea below, there is another volcano listening to his song. And, of course, in true, like, she is a beautiful volcano. Again, I'm not sure what the standards of beauty for volcanoes are, but she's tall, she's gorgeous, she already, like, this wouldn't happen, but she already has, like, vegetation growing on her in the form of a flower on her head.
I mean, she looks like Moana.
Yeah.
As a volcano.
So, of course, you know, she's like, I love you, like, I hear your song, and, like, mm-hmm. I see who you are, and there is someone for you, it's me. And, you know, it takes her a long time, and over millions of years, his magma center and his lava disappears because he's giving up hope.
Oh.
But while his hope is diminishing, her lava is growing and growing. And the way it's portrayed is really funny. I mean, I always think it's very, like, climactic, like she's orgasming. But then she's above the sea. And I think I said this while she orgasms and above the sea she is. But the line is she looks all around.
Yeah.
Which is a lie. Because he's behind her. Because
she can't move her
neck. But she can't move.
Yeah.
So she's looking within her realm of sight.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get really sad because he's like, oh my God, here's my chance and I can't do anything.
Right.
Which I think is a very good parallel to how we feel when love is an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously this is a Pixar short, like Disney Pixar short, so it ends up great. She sings his song and he realizes like, oh, she is the girl meant for me, and his lava grows again and they end up together and they finish out singing their song, and they're very grateful to have each other. I think that's a really good message to end it with. Like, because they were saying, I pray to the earth, the sea, and the sky up above will send me someone to lava. At the end, they said, thank you. Like, mm-hmm. they're grateful for what they have.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, it's kind of nice because I would like to think that they're not idolizing each other at the end. Like, they wanted this for so long, and now they're grateful for it.
Yeah, it's
so
very mutual.
Opportunity. Yes.
It's a very, like...
Not looks-wise.
No, but, you know.
Not looks wise. He's a 6, and she is a solid 10 on the lava
scale. Okay. Cool. Yay. So, yeah. It's gorgeous animation.
Absolutely beautiful.
I have some trivia about it.
Hopefully I remember everything on Wikipedia I read last night.
I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
Director James Ford Murphy mm-hmm. wanted to make a movie about Hawaii and its culture since he honeymooned there in 1989.
Oh, wow.
It's not the only thing that was conceived there in 1989.
That's
no,
true.
Just kidding. I was 1988.
Oh, yeah.
Because they conceived it. Yeah.
Born in
they went
89.
In February. Gotcha. My parents in 88. So, but still.
Yeah.
Around the same time.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
The plot for this film became a bit more focused when Murphy visited Hawaii in 2011 and learned the existence of... I'm so sorry. An underwater volcano that is growing next to the Big Island and will eventually merge with it. Murphy reflected on the situation and decided to do a love story about volcanoes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because you were wondering what islands they were, like, referencing.
Well, and I assumed it was the Big Island because it's the youngest of all the islands, and it's the only one with still active magma vents.
Mm.
So, when you go there, you can actually, go into the lava rock and step on it, and the ground is hot. Like,
yeah.
The bottom of your shoes will start to melt. But if you think about it, like, this is how a lot of land masses are formed. Like, we're seeing it very, geologically speaking, like, we're seeing the birth of land.
Like, in real time.
In real time.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Because most of what we know now has been around for millions of billions
of
years.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This is really, like, the creation. And if you go to the beaches in Hawaii, like, the black sand, the red sand, it's all because of the age and the consistency of the rock. Which you don't see in lots of places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, white sand beaches are constant because
totally.
It's the degradation of rock. But, like, black sand beaches and red sand beaches, like, they are different stages of the aging of the
mm-hmm.
process of the rock. Which is really, really, really cool. So, Hawaii is definitely, like, I don't know. It really is its own gem. And this piece says a lot about it.
Sounds so beautiful. James Ford Mercy... James Ford Murphy also said the character Yuku is...
I think it's a play on ukulele.
It is.
It's Yuka and Lele.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I had that note later. Oh, shit. No, yeah. It's fine because the female volcano is named Lele, so yeah, it's ukulele. Yeah.
Which is so the cute. Only thing that accompanies them as they're singing.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, based on the late Hawaiian entertainer, Israel.
Let's call him the great and powerful Iz because I can't say his full
right,
name.
Right. I know he goes by Iz. So, it's based on him. Mm-hmm. And which you can very much once tell. You, like, know that, you're like, oh, mm-hmm. It does look like him.
And were he alive today, he probably would have sang the part.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And also, he, it's like the... The musically gifted gentle giant idea.
And that is, like, any interview you watch about him, like, that's all people have to say is he is just this genius.
He was, like, genius.
And gentle and beautiful. You may not know his name, but you know his work. His cover of Over the Rainbow on the ukulele and him singing is...
Iconic.
Iconic and timeless.
I think of You've Got Mail.
Mm-hmm.
The end of You've Got Mail.
51st Dates.
So good.
It's, yeah, so rest in power, King. Your time on Earth was short, but what you gave us was a greater gift than we could have asked for.
Bless. I'm sure the establishment, no.
Sure, the
establishment estate of Iz would appreciate that.
I can say one, because it's very common for Hawaiian people to have, like, white versions of the names and full Hawaiian names.
Yeah.
I can say, because I had a friend I worked with and did theater with, Bradford, you probably don't listen, but you should. And
hey, Bradford.
The best actor I've ever met in my entire life. If you're ever in Reno and you are like, I'm going to take in some local theater. If you see Bradford Ka'ai'ai in the playbill, you need to go. You will not be, it will be the best like $20 for community theater you ever spent. Anyway, his name in Hawaiian. And it took me, like, 3 solid years to learn it before I could say it. But you ready? All right, I'm going to show off.
Ooh, yeah, please.
Palaka polo ka'ukalaka kaleka ai ai.
Good job. Bradford, please comment on my Instagram if that's correct or not.
And if not, thanks for not talking to me in years. No, I'm sure.
I poured you another shot.
Thank you.
We're going to finish this.
Deal. I can help you with that.
Have like a half.
Hawaiian is, I think there's only 16 letters in the alphabet. So their words are very, I think the language is beautiful because it's very like glottal and like mouth sounds.
Yeah. I think it's gorgeous too. I've always thought it was beautiful. Better than Welsh,
We love the Welsh.
I love the Welsh. You guys are so sweet, but.
Learn to speak the Queen's English.
Damn. Damn, when I went to Wales, when I went to Cardiff, I was like, I can't.
No.
This is wild. I had no idea.
Yep.
So the funny thing about, yuku and lele, mm-hmm. ukulele, but the word yuku, like, by itself means head lice.
Oh.
Which is, like, it's a little awkward. But you have to do it. To get to the ukulele.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
Most of the animation was created by a group of interns working at Pixar. And when I read that...
Were you mad? Or, like, impressed and mad?
I was impressed. But I was also like, I hope they were compensated, right?
Yeah. It's very rampant in the industry.
I'm not going to call out Pixar because I don't know what their internship program is like. I'm sure they pay.
Yeah.
But... It's rough, man. I'm just like, so you had interns? But it's beautiful. I mean, it's gorgeous. One of my favorite parts is after his first verse and they show the passage of time over the clouds, I think is so beautiful. The animation in that one part is, like, so gorgeous. I want it just playing on my screen at all
times. There is, if you go to Maui, it's a wonderful memory now, but, like, at, like, 14, getting us up before dawn and going up. I'm sorry, but Haleakala, I believe, is how you say the Hawaiian volcano on Maui. You go up and you watch the sunset, but that's what it's like. The clouds just, like, depending on the day, and it's, like, you're up above it, and then the clouds are
so cool.
Which is weird because, like, we grew up at 8,000 feet elevation. We did, like, yeah, yeah. And yeah. We saw similar things, but, like, it's...
But it's different. It's a different terrain. Reno, like, the Sierra Nevadas is gorgeous, mm-hmm. but it's a different type of gorgeous. And it's definitely something that you, like, I didn't appreciate mm-hmm. until I realized. I was like, oh, I saw a full, like, almost, like, 180 degree, like, view of the Sierra Nevadas from mm-hmm. my English classroom.
Yeah.
On junior year, yeah. You know, like I could not, I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
I just didn't, you just don't appreciate it when you're in it so hard.
Don't know what you got till it's gone.
True.
Be paradise, put up a parking lot.
And then like going back, I'm talking about Reno now. Going back to Reno, like after I moved away and like lived elsewhere, and then taking Nader, like, mm-hmm. he loves Reno and really so appreciates beautiful. It for, like, the beauty that it is. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, like, it's so gorgeous there. So I'm sure people from Hawaii feel the same way.
About other places or, like, when they go back.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, and there's something, like, that is a place that's so ingrained in an opposite culture, too. It's not American
totally,
culture.
Totally, totally, totally.
Like, there is a culture of Hawaii that is so beautiful and so unique to itself that... like, I feel like anyone who goes there, even the most basic of bitches, like, have to, like, to an extent, just have to appreciate it.
It's, like, a reverence that you need to have.
Yeah.
Which, in Lilo and Stitch, they talk about tourism, and there's, like, a, there's almost, like, a B plot in Lilo and Stitch about mm-hmm. tourism and how people don't, tourists don't respect the culture and mm-hmm. stuff, and I'm, like, ugh. Like, fucking, like, whenever I go to Hawaii, I'd, like... I don't want to be that person, you yeah. know?
Okay, and here's the thing. I'm going to give you your first rule.
Perfect. Of the give Hawaiian me Islands. The rules.
Okay, I'm going to give you two rules. Because as jaded millennials, if someone says aloha and smiles at you, they're not trying to take money from you. They're just being polite and saying hello. Say hello back. And number two, never, ever take a piece of the island back with you.
Mm.
It is very bad luck.
Okay.
To, like, so if you see a rock on the beach, do not take a piece of the Hawaiian. It's supposed to bring very bad luck.
I could get into that.
Yeah.
I could get into that.
So, like, I was
take pictures.
Super paranoid about getting, like, sand in my shoes. But I'm like, you know what? The Hawaiian gods are probably not angry that I got sand in my shoes.
They're also paying attention, you know? They're yeah, not going to be like... How dare you, Steven, bring that one strand of sand in your sock?
Who's your favorite Hawaiian god?
The bitch in Moana. I don't know.
Oh, I was gonna say, well, the volcano goddess.
I don't know the
goddess,
Hawaiian gods. Pele. Pele, sure. Mm-hmm. Yes, her.
Also, I'm gonna plug, I don't know if they, even if they're still running, but there is a show in Maui called Ulalena. And it is a musical dance interpretation of the story of Hawaii. So there is no spoken word. There is, like, Hawaiian, I can't remember what they're called. I know in, like, New Zealand they're called hakas, but, like, where they're, like, doing that kind of stuff. But it's all in rhythm. It's all in music. It's all interpretive, like, dance. It's amazing.
Ooh, I really want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Oh, I'm going to, like, be so gung-ho to go now. After this episode, I'm going to be like... Nader, save your money, even though we're planning this like huge trip to New Mexico actually before anything. But
Roswell nerds.
Yeah, we're an alien UFO people, so
correction, Nader is and Christina loves Nader.
And I love Nader. No, he just compounded on stuff I was already interested in.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. But I'm sure there's ghosts and UFOs in Hawaii.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Whatever.
Angry King Kamehameha.
Okay, I'm going to be real with you guys. The male volcano looks like my grandpa.
Which is much nicer than what I said about the male volcano. So.
He looks like my grandpa, and then my grandpa on my dad's side. And I thought that, like... When we first saw it, the very first time.
Yeah, you said gravity.
Yeah, and then Reiki, who I adopted from my grandfather, who has become too old and infirm to take care of him. Also, sometimes when he looks at me, I'm like, Grandpa Dean? Like,
Are you there?
Yeah. It's like he, like, learned facial expressions from my grandpa. It's so funny. Probably. So Ricky looks like the male volcano.
Male volcano does.
James Ford Murphy. The idea came to Acolois. Wow. That word is too big for me right now.
Okay.
The idea came to fruition, which is also a big word, but I can say it better, while attending the wedding of his sister, who was married at the age of 43. As my sister stood up at the altar, I thought about how happy she was and how long she'd waited for her special day. There at my sister's wedding, I remembered the volcano Lohai, and had an epiphany. What if my sister was that volcano? What if volcanoes spend their entire lives searching for love like humans do?
Aww.
Right? And as someone who never dated, really, until my late 20s, and then didn't really find a partner until my very late 20s, mm-hmm. I get that. Because, like, especially, like, the idea of, like, watching other couples.
Yeah. That's why he kept saying, like, throwing it in his face.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at me. I'm a giant humpback whale, and I found another humpback whale.
And I know lots of people can relate to that.
Yes.
And we live in this culture where it's like, everyone gets love. Everyone does. All the time.
When you're young, when you're young and beautiful,
when you're young and beautiful, you get love. And it's just, like, not true for everyone, and it's tough for people who have to wait a long time. And Steven was, you know, you were single for a long time before meeting Kyle, so.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that's the thing. And I think a lot of people, I think we would all be a little bit happier on the dating spectrum. Well, actually, I think Gen Z's got it right. They're all just kind of like, I'm kind of everything. I'm a little bit
right.
I'm a little bit that.
They're a little more open.
If I want to date this dude for a while, that's great. And if we're together for 7 years, awesome. If I want to date a girl. Like, they're so chill about it, which is, like, fine. Because, like, I feel like us as millennials were so, like,
we weren't
brainwashed
allowed
by Disney, and we needed to, like, find our exact rules. And this movie, I think, while still touching on that a little bit, like, oh, there's someone for everybody and the heteronormative, but, you know, in the context of it takes him millions of years to find her.
And sometimes it's just, like, the testament of, like, which I've been seeing a lot on Instagram and stuff, like, your own timeline.
Yeah.
Like, just because your timeline doesn't look like the media or the culture that is being presented to you doesn't mean it's wrong or bad.
I mean, and look at all the people that did it the exact opposite that we did. You know, like, they have families, but then now they're doing other stuff. Like,
totally.
They're just doing it at different times.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, because of biology. Unfortunately, sometimes, like, having kids later is harder. But also, I know lots of you out there can't keep your legs closed, so there are plenty of babies for you to get up. So,
totally.
So, I'm not worried about it, because there are plenty of children who need love.
There's so many kids.
And it might not even be true love. Like that romantic love. You could be sustained and find a person that just makes you whole and complete, while others come in and out and fill other aspects. Doesn't have to be a man, woman, or non-binary person that completes you. It could be Ricky.
Well, and it should, like, honestly, the person who completes you should be yourself.
Yeah.
And any other extra love you have in your life from friends, pets, or romantic partners is just extra.
Yeah. Well, technically, let me blow your mind here. Lava, like, so the Hawaiian Islands, even though there are, like, two different volcanoes and the one underneath the sea, they're all from the same lava vent.
Oh.
So technically.
Cute.
She's from his same lava vent, if they're that close together.
So they're, like, cousins?
They seem more like siblings, but yeah, sure. Great. Once again,
yikes.
I brought incest into the fucking... God,
you
damn
did it. You always do this.
I always bring into... But yeah, they're from the same lava vent, so they're more like siblings.
Interesting.
Or maybe she's just the other half of him.
Yeah.
It literally is him. So he could be completing himself.
It's kind of cool because they're like... It's like, oh, one day Hawaii will look like this. At the end, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way that they're sitting there and, like, they kind of form a heart, too. Like, the way that their arms...
There's no a waterfall on a Hawaiian island like that, though. Just splitting the island in half from top to bottom. But very beautiful. Very beautiful.
There will be, though.
Yeah, one day.
One day after we've all forgotten that this thing exists.
Yeah. Oh, God. No, actually, Hawaii is very safe. There are a lot of people on my social media who have been itching to travel, have settled on Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
and had a really, really good time. Mm-hmm. If you are capable, I know there are a lot of flights. Of course, always stay safe. There are ways to get to the island and still support and help, our far off neighboring state kind of thrive.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who rely on that income. And, if you do end up going or just in your everyday life, just be grateful to people who are out and about just trying to make a living in.
Right yeah. Now. I mean, I'm sure they're number one source of economic income or whatever is tourism,
mm-hmm.
which makes total sense. Like places that have a specific thing for their income or mm-hmm. economic success,
revenue and stuff, yeah.
yeah, are very important to make sure that if you're in that place to give to that.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii is probably tourism, if I were to guess. LA is the film industry, so
Reno and Vegas, same thing.
Gambling
and entertainment.
And it's not perfect. Nothing's perfect, but like if you're ever in those places, like even if you don't gamble, going to Vegas and putting a few dollars in a machine is literally mm-hmm. helping the economy there.
Or if you're not traveling, just be fucking nice to people.
Yeah, just be nice to people.
Because I will find you.
Anyway, so
tangent done.
Oh, and Florida is apparently the theme parks because they couldn't keep Disney and Universal closed because they were dying.
But yeah, I love lava. I think it is probably my favorite short.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites too. The song is one of my on my favorites list on Spotify for sure. It comes up a lot for me.
Is it the only operetta, like full music from start to finish of the shorts? I'm trying to think.
I think it's the only where it is essentially a music video, okay. where it is like the story is told through
strictly through music.
Which
total nod to how storytelling was done in the original day. You know, just as a music student, it's really interesting to see that. Like, it's a storytelling process. It's very simple. It's very true to Hawaiian, style music.
Yeah.
It's, again, one of the few things, technically, it's our country. Our country has produced, Hawaiian music and style is very specific to, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful, okay?
It is very beautiful. And also, I have another note.
Ooh,
about... Notes. Yuku, and his appearance.
Oh, uh-huh.
His face was an amalgamation of the faces of Kahili. I don't know who that is. Is the Honeymooners star Jackie Gleason and Bulldog Mark Antony from the Chuck Jones animated short film Feed the Kitty.
What? Okay, so Kahili is the singer.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. So Kahili's thing. So it's four different people?
Yeah. Okay. And then...
So what I said matches.
But then, Napua Grieg, who plays Laylee, uh-huh. A volcano, and Yuku's love interest. So they were just like, here's this guy. We're going to throw all these references into his appearance. And then also there's this girl over here. We have nothing to say about that. Which makes me think of in Hamilton, you have my, what is it in?
Dear Theodosia, yeah. What to say to you? You have my eyes.
You have your mother's name. And it's just like and it's not on purpose. I'm not saying that Disney is purposely leaving out specifics about a female character, but it's systematic, and here we are.
It just, it happened.
Yeah, I'm there's literally nothing about her. Everything is about him. Yeah. Every piece of trivia is about him, and there's nothing about her.
Yeah.
And it's just okay, I'm more interested in her, honestly.
Laylee is obviously, even portrayed as a very equal part to the story.
Totally.
So it's... Maybe that's up for interpretation.
And maybe it looks like the actress or the singer.
Well, she's probably fucking gorgeous. Hear her notes. Guys, listen, she's gorgeous.
Yeah. It's probably she's based a on her Hawaiian. Honestly, goddess. I'm sure they like based the look on her. But it's just like it just shows when they put so much emphasis on creating the male.
Which is so funny because I feel like when you, Jared and I, talk about the characters that we create, they're
it's usually mostly about the females.
But yeah. It's like even when we write the males, we still write the males. But even when it's about the males, like everything is central equal or as much as it can.
Totally.
Be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. So. Well.
Are we gonna sing?
Yeah, we're gonna sing the song we're gonna try. I mean, we probably should have like tried to rehearse it or something.
I mean, we can always hit pause.
Let's hit pause.
Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna sing the end part. And the harmonies won't be accurate. Get over it.
Kiss okay. my ass.
Okay, here we go.
I have a dream, I hope it will come true. You'll grow old with me,
and I'll grow old with you.
We thank the earth, sea, and the sky, and we thank you too. I love you. I love you.
That's good enough.
Bye.
Hope you enjoyed the episode. Quick disclaims. Drinks and Disney is not affiliated in any way with the Walt Disney Company. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and follow us on Instagram at Drinks and Disney.
Special thanks to Grace Sy for our music.
Cheers, my Disney dears.